Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
We're returning to Ross Grey now because 1 year on from heated protests at the former Racket Hall Hotel, locals in the County Tipperary town hope lessons can be learned from the controversy surrounding the loss of their only hotel as it became home to 160 international protection applicants. For part two of his return visit to Ross Grey, Drive Time's John Cook has also been finding out what happened to a government-supported proposal to open an alternative community hotel in the area. Well, first, John is going to remind us of the situation at Racket Hall, John, 1 year later.
Yeah, it's the IPAS Centre at Racket Hall, as it's referred to in a statement I received from the Department of Integration. Now, it has a capacity of 160 and is currently providing accommodation, they say, for families with children seeking international protection here. The protests, which involved violent clashes with Gardaí at one point last year, ended after 10 weeks. And 1 year on from their arrival in Racket Hall, the new residents I've been meeting said they're getting on well in the town. Many have children in schools or they're working themselves. Some are receiving support or just a cup of tea and a chat at the Ross Grey welcome group that I attended. And like yesterday, Sarah, change names here for father of three, Simon, who's in his 40s and from Nigeria, as he told me of a dangerous situation he fled following the murder of a close relative.
Someone very, very close to me was murdered in cold blood. And the same period, some group of people came to visit me. They had my wife and kids at the point of gun, threatening them.
Your wife and children held at gunpoint?
At gunpoint, they held at gunpoint, threatening them. My dogs and their puppy were killed. They make a statement that my family will be joining the dogs. That period was like a lot of people were being killed, even innocent. So I wouldn't want to add myself to that list, so we just have to leave.
You arrived in Dublin in last February and fairly soon were sent to Ross Grey in Tipperary. Remember when you came to Racket Hall, you told me there were still bonfires, there were people outside with placards and signs.
The sign read, Ross Grey is full. Ross Grey is already full with migrants, so they don't want migrants anymore in the Ross Grey. But they were not really attacking us, so we're like a bit safe. We're safe, but we're still scared because we don't know. Anything might can trigger them to like maybe attack us. But we other people, we are still telling them that we shouldn't mind whatever there's written on what they are saying. We shouldn't mind them because there's still a lot of space in Ross Grey.
You're now working, both you and your wife, in there are meat factories, there are cleaning jobs, you got to know a lot of other people, you made connections. How do you feel now? Do you feel welcome in Ross Grey?
Yeah, well, the time we spend in Ross Grey, we feel welcome. Ross Grey is a very good place, a very cool place. We are working. The children are happy going to school. Yeah, we enjoy Ross Grey.
So that's Racket Hall resident Simon there, feeling welcome 1 year on from the protests, which many said were more about the loss of the town's only hotel than the arrival of more asylum seekers, John.
Yes, Sarah, while some protesters felt services in Ross Grey couldn't cope with more refugees or asylum seekers, with hundreds already living in places like the local convent and the former Sean Ross Abbey mother and baby home, there was deep shock too at the sudden closure of the town's only hotel as Racket Hall became a direct provision centre overnight. A Ross Grey action group was formed out of the protest group with the aim, I'm told, of promoting the town's image online and boosting local tourism and hospitality. With the loss of a local event centre and function room at Racket Hall, one business owner told me the knock-on effects are still damaging, with their summer trade and their hospitality business down by over €10,000 alone last year. Separately, I met Seamus Brown. He's president of Ross Grey Chamber of Commerce at his estate agent's office to ask him about the effects of the Racket Hall closure and the protests last year.
I wasn't part of the initial protests outside the hotel, but I did march from the hotel into town in solidarity with the local businesses and the people of Ross Grey at the loss of their hotel. Now, people were upset about it. I mean, it's the only hotel in the town. We've only nine ensuite bedrooms now in the town for overnight stay for guests. There's the economic loss from the loss of the jobs initially, the local suppliers that supplied the hotel at the time. Then following on from that, you have the you know, if you have a wedding now, if you have a funeral, which were being held out there previously, they're all now going to Burr and to Templemore, mm-hmm. which doesn't make sense. The local golf club out there had run packages with the previous owners where have an overnight stay in the hotel, and then the use of the golf club after that. So there is a definite economic loss to any town to lose a hotel, especially their only hotel.
You say you weren't involved in the protest out there then. Were you? When you look at what happened and the tense scenes that unfolded with Gardaí, was it damaging to Ross Grey, or how would you describe it?
Well, sure, it's obvious it was damaging. I mean, what did it achieve at the end of the day? We're 12 months on now and the hotel is closed. We were told at the time that it was tied into a contract for 3 years with IPASS, and that's fine, but our hope would be that when the contract ends that they won't renew it and that it will return to the town as a hotel.
So what do you say to the new government about towns like Ross Grey, about the hotels in this situation?
I think they shouldn't consider hotels that are functioning hotels, especially in a town like Ross Grey, where it's the only hotel in the town. They shouldn't be taken out of use as a hotel and turned into an IPASS centre. I believe that there are other options out there, but that option should be taken off the table.
That's the state agent Seamus Brown of Ross Grey Chamber of Commerce. So, John, whatever happened to the plans for an alternative community hotel to be established in the town?
That's what I was wondering, Sarah, as I paid a visit to the former Grants Hotel building. It's across the road from Ross Grey's historic castle, and the 24-bedroom facility has been closed for over a decade. But as the government came in for staunch criticism over a lack of consultation at Racket Hall, they offered support in principle to funding a community-run hotel in the old Grants building and gave Tipperary County Council €150,000 to carry out a feasibility study. A council spokesperson told me that process is expected to be finished next month, and it is not affected by the Grants building being placed on the open market recently, as for sale signs have appeared there. Ross Grey Chamber say a much smaller hotel isn't equivalent to what's been lost at Racket Hall, but it would be a step in the right direction. I asked locals I met outside the vacant building on Castle Street for their views.
Hopefully we can go ahead and maybe Grants Hotel will open up, but hopefully the lessons learned, you know, from what happened out there. But the town itself has suffered. Like, as I say, there is nowhere, if you want to go for a night with your partner or your wife for a meal, there is nowhere to go in Ross Grey. You have to go to Borough or Nina.
We have no hotel in the town.
No hotel.
We were never people that were in the hotel. Like, it was nice, like, if you had a communion or a confirmation, but, like,
Grey,
but it is a loss. Like, at the same time, it is a sad loss, but not a massive loss.
Do you think they'll ever do up this one, the community hotel?
I'm 18 years old now, and I've been living in this town for 18 years, and it's looked like that for the last 18 years. So
I don't even know.
I walk past it now, I wouldn't even notice it. If they do something with it, I hope it's something for young people, because there's nothing around Ross Grey for any of the young people anymore at all, other than going for a walk and going out drinking.
That hotel is about 14 years idle.
Did you
have a look at it?
Well, Tipperary County Council are still studying the feasibility, I'm told, but you don't think you'd will?
No. I'd say it'll never happen.
And the Ross Grey locals who spoke to me there aren't the only cynics, Sarah. Labour TD Alan Kelly recently described the idea of the government closing the fully functioning Racket Hall Hotel and then spending €150,000 on a feasibility study to reopen a derelict one that's now been placed for sale as a stupid waste of taxpayers' money aimed at placating public anger in the town, adding, two wrongs don't make a right. I visited the office of local Fianna Fáil councillor Michael Smith, where newspaper articles on display in his window mentioned the online abuse that he's received after supporting the arrival of asylum seekers in Ross Grey and speaking out against the Racket Hall protest. Councillor Smith confirmed the idea to publicly fund the old Grants Hotel was his.
It was onto the model of a community hotel, which to me would be more than just a hotel. It would be a social enterprise, particularly in Castle Street, which would rejuvenate all that centre in the town. And I think we needed ideas like that. We needed something new.
You know, with respect to your idea, some people say it's never going to happen. The idea of closing one hotel down, a functioning hotel for state accommodation, and then saying, well, maybe the state could buy one that was closed for over 11 years was laughable. Some people say it's for sale now. Some people on the street tell me they figure it'll get sold on to some other private buyer who'll offer it to the state for state accommodation for refugees and asylum seekers. What do you say to that?
Well, let's be clear. That hotel was vacant for over 11 years. And I don't remember anybody coming forward with any solution, with any possible fit for that particular premises. Yes, this is something new, but what's wrong with that? It's something that can really bring the community together in a very positive way.
Do you think it'll still happen?
I hope it will happen. And certainly this feasibility study, which will be published next month, we await the results of that feasibility study. And hopefully we can take that then back to government based on the commitments that were given. And I'm very hopeful that that will happen.
Fianna Fáil councillor Michael Smith there, still optimistic that Roscrea will have a hotel again and we'll know more next month. He also told me that Roscrea sports clubs have benefited from the government's community integration fund, and he's pleased overall with how the town has responded 1 year on from the Racket Hall protests, including the welcome group that I attended led by Andrew Walsh and North Tipperary Development Company, where I met community development worker Margot O'Donnell Roach.
I think the loss of the hotel is still a big point for people in town, but I have seen other venues which have kind of opened up and are doing things like the rugby club, where they had an event there last October for women's health, which previously would have been held in the Racket Hall. So there is a loss of the hotel, but I think other organisations or groups are thinking, how can we fill the gap in that? Integration is happening all the time. The children are in school, people are working. There's many communities that are brought into Roscrea to work in the meat factories here. People do integrate, and I think it's on both sides that that integration needs to happen. For people that are local to kind of take the initiative and to smile and say hello to people is always welcoming. And then for the people that are new here, they're learning the language, they're learning about traditions and cultures, and they want to know more because this is their home now, and they want to feel that they're welcome here.
Can lessons be learned from Roscrea and what happened at Racket Hall? What do you think?
Well, hopefully it will. It can't happen again, John. I mean, if it things like that happen, it's going to give different towns and different villages and such a bad name. And you're going to have an awful lot of protests starting up again. And that's what you don't want. So hopefully the government will look back on that chapter and say, look, we can't have that happen.
That's Andrew Walsh of the Roscrea Welcome Group, ending John Cook's series of reports 1 year on from the Racket Hall protests in County Tipperary. You can listen back to podcasts of both on rte.ie/drivetime.